So after Klal Yisrael gets the verdict by the Rabbeinu Shalom that they'll all pass away in the desert except for the youngsters, those under 20. The women, of course, didn't die in the desert, with the exception of Miriam, Hanaviah. The Jewish people said, oh, we're with you, God. We're going to go up. We're going to win. We're going to fight. And the Aaron didn't go with them, and they all died. Whoever went up, they were killed. Then right away we talk about Korbanos and laws dealing with Eretz Yisrael to let the Jews know that eventually they were going to go in. And then the Sedra ends with the Parshas Tzitzis. So, of course, we recite the Parshas Tzitzis. And as we mentioned by Parshas Para, the Tzitzis is symbolic of two antithetical aspects in our lives. It's got the tcheles, it's got the blue, and it's got the white, and it's got strings, and it's got knots. And again, what do these things symbolize? Of course, the white stands for that which is clear, that which is understandable, that which is apparent, and that which should be apparent to us. And then the blue, that stands for that which is metaphysical, that which is beyond the inquisitive grasp of man. The strings imply freedom, the knots imply slavery, that we're bound, that we're slaves to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, why did the Sedra of Shlach end with Tzitzis? And many reasons, I want to give a different one. The notion that the Jew in the Midbar lived miraculously by the blue, as it were, and as how can every morning food fall between the layers of dew? How is it possible that it can be totally absorbed in your body? You don't even have to go to the bathroom. How is it possible that everything you're walking on is perfect, that your clothes, every day a dry cleaning from the Anonei HaKavod? None of these things seem to be understandable. That's the blue of life. And then there's the white of life, that which is very clear. And this idea is what the Jewish people didn't get. They didn't understand that was the skula nature, not just of Eretz Yisrael, but of the life of the Jew, wherever they are. That we were going to enter into land, the white of the tzitzis, that which is clear of the tzitzis. And as there's water, there's streams, there's rain, things that you need. It's like every other land. But then there's the blue of the tzitzis. There's the idea to realize that, and the knots of the tzitzis, that we're bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not just slaves to work the land, but we're slaves to work to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the real avoda, the avodas HaKodesh. That's the real life of the Jew. That's the really what we have to embrace. And similarly, in Golus, that the fact that we were going to be wandering in the desert for 40 years was a harbinger for the Jew, that we were going to be wandering from country to country around for thousands of years, and our job is to be as of Ovdei Hashem, as the slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make those things which seem clear and apparent, the white that the world takes as white, that our idea, we have to show them that just with the tzitzis that was wrapped in blue, that things aren't as apparent as you think they are. People, they want to criticize Eretz Yisrael and what they're doing at the border by Gaza. Oh, Mishagasin. The idea for us is to live the life of the tzitzis, to explain to the nations of the world that which you think is so apparent, that which you think is so clear, that which you think is so self-evident is in fact the exact opposite. That there's the tcheles in life, there's the chalazon, the chilazon, the blue dye that adds that which is esoteric, that which always lies beyond our grasp, the inquisitive grasp of man. But what is it that we all have to grasp? That the Rabbeinu Shem runs the world, and that the destination is for us to return to Eretz Yisrael, to rebuild the base of Migdash, where all mankind will know God, and that which is truly not understandable to us today, we begin to have an inkling and understanding. Where Isis Achorei Fanei Ro, in the end of time, we'll understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all will make sense. Rabbi Chanan Mekashim.